Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, all of those who have tuned in to this radio broadcast. This is again the global radio broadcast of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, presented by the Church of Christ and sponsored by the Darien Luke Church of Christ, located in Houston, Texas, USA. We're just so glad to be back on the air tonight, to be able to greet all of those of our friends, all of those of our guests, as well as the panel of ministers who are on tonight, to declare to you the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we teach tonight, we invite those who are honest heart and who are sincerely concerned about the welfare of their souls to ask any Bible question that you may have concerning faith and or morality. And we promise that we will answer your question. We will give you the truth, the whole truth, the naked truth, and nothing but the truth. And our answer will be from the Bible. We will give you book, chapter, and verse to support the answer to your Bible question. So we want you to know that you're invited not only to listen, but if you have a question, to ask questions tonight. We come to you in the name of Jesus Christ and for the gospel of salvation that he has declared for the salvation of the souls of all men everywhere. As ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we honor and we give regard to the command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And we're just so thankful for our brethren of the Darien Luke congregation in Houston, Texas, the United States, who saw fit to sponsor and to pay for this program to be aired each week. We have tonight on our guests, our panel of ministers, Brother James Johnson of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Lewis Parker Jr. of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. We have Brother Lewis Parker IV, who is the minister of the Darien Luke congregation in Houston, Texas, USA. We also have myself, Brother Leroy Williams, who is a co-minister of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. Our moderator tonight is Brother Brian Brown of the West Ward Street Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA. And he will be the one that will be moderating and cueing you into the call tonight. If you have a question as we teach tonight, don't hesitate to interrupt by pressing number one on your telephone keypad. If you're on the telephone at 347-850-8256, once you get on, push number one. And Brother Brown will cue you into the call that you can ask your question of the panel of ministers live on the air. We want to encourage you to do so that you might know what is the truth. Jesus said in John 8:32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The only way we can be free from sin and saved for eternal glory is that we know and obey the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, as we begin tonight, I'm going to ask you to take pause with us as we pause for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for this opportunity to declare your gospel to the world. Men around the world, men of every nation, men who have the opportunity to obey the truth and be saved, be a part of the universal global family of Christ, the Church of Christ, the only church, dear God, that is written in your word, that is written on the pages of inspiration. We are pointing men to Christ, dear God, because we preach the gospel of Christ and the doctrine of Christ. And the Bible says that he who does not teach that doctrine hath not God. Those of you who have not believed the doctrine of Christ, you do not have the Spirit of God, the grace of God, the salvation of God, or the love of God in your life and in your faith. And without that, you are none of his. God knows all of his children. Dear God, we know that you know you know us by the truth. We have obeyed the truth from the heart, and our souls are saved. Thank you, God, for all you do. As we speak tonight, bless us that we may speak truth to our neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I now turn the broadcast over to Brother James Johnson, who will begin our gospel presentation for tonight. Brother Johnson, you got the floor.
Yes, I want to say as often as we do, as Brother William has said, you got to have the truth. If you don't have the truth, you don't have nothing. The word of God is just what it is. The world is lost eternally if they don't repent.
Amen.
It is so sad that men will follow after the commandments and doctrines of men and won't surrender to the book of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
They take the book lightly. They make stories out of it. They tell fairy tales, but they still won't tell the truth. They're coming close to the time and close to the end. We're going to have to face it. One day, the door will open, and Jesus will suddenly appear. And if you're not in the church that he built, you're lost anyway.
Amen.
You're lost anyway. There's no ifs and ands about there's another church, because there's not no other church. There's only one.
Amen.
And Jesus established it over 2,000 years ago. He purchased it with his own blood, Acts 20 and 28.
Mm-hmm.
To take ye therefore which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, feed the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. He purchased you, not no building. We need to learn that. A lot of folks want to go to a building and say, I'm saved. Oh, no, that ain't what the Bible teaches. You see, the Bible teaches us the truth. And if we don't listen and obey, we're going to be lost.
Amen.
Jesus said in John 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me.
Yes.
Men today trying to go around the Father, trying to go around Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to get to heaven. They say they're preaching them on into heaven now, but the Bible nowhere teaches it. If you died in sin, you're going to hell.
Amen.
John 8 and 21 through 24, Jesus said, if you die in your sins, you can't come where I'm at. He says it three times in that passage of scripture. We don't understand that, but we got folks will not repent. And Luke 13:3-5, he says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That means you're going to hell. Perish means going to hell. That's what it means.
Yeah.
It means you lost. You ain't saved. You never will be saved. Because you choose not to be saved.
Amen.
God didn't stop you from being saved. You stopped yourself.
The choice.
You made the choice. You said, I want to go home with the devil. So the devil said, let's walk. And you walk right on into hell with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The devil said, I got a surprise for you. He sure got a surprise for you. He got all darkness and no light.
Amen.
But people don't want to listen. You give them scriptures. They don't want to even read them. I give scriptures to people. They don't read them. Never question it. Just go along with it. They say, yeah, he right. But don't question it. I've never seen something like that. I've done it in the past, the present, the future. I even tell some of my brethren, read the scriptures. They don't read it either. They just sit around here and look foolish. Don't fool around, lose their soul. Go to hell, too. But they don't know the book either. A whole lot of folks saying, I'm Church of Christ, I'm Church of this, I'm Church of that. But if you do not have the doctrine of Christ, you're none of his. He already told you.
Amen.
There's so many people falling by the wayside every day, not preparing themselves for heaven. We're leaving here in a handbasket, having funerals every day now. There ain't no one day funerals, it's always every day. Just go out to the cemetery and count the hearses. They got all different colors for you, and you can see them. And they let you see them plain as day. Take you out there, you got to leave. You can't bring you back. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Oh, it's so sad. America went to the dogs. America can't help herself. You can't help herself. In bad shape. In the book of Jude, he said, contend for the faith. Keep on fighting for the faith.
Amen.
In Jude chapter 1, verse 3 through 5, it's to contend for it, fight for it, stand for it, live for it. And we got folks today who won't even try. Won't even try to live for it. In the church, I'm talking about. They want to do everything but what God said. Oh, time running out. Oh, the Apostle Paul said, I charge thee therefore before the Lord Jesus Christ. Preach the word, be in season, out of season, exhort with law, all long suffering and doctrine. But the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears turning unto fable. They're going to turn their ears from the word of God.
And
we're not going to listen. We're not going to hear it. We're not going to do it. We're not going to believe it. Because we got everything going down here on planet Earth, new cars, new homes, new everything. But guess what? All of it's going to burn up. 2 Peter 3:9-10.
Yeah.
When it burn up, then what you got? Nothing. God's showing us out there in California. Leroy, I don't even see how California's surviving. Every day it's just burning up. Ain't nothing there. And now then it got to the point, then it come to Los Angeles.
Amen.
And it's burning up. People still sitting there. We're thinking that fire won't do nothing to them. It's burning home. I'm talking about $1 million home. $1 billion home. People been living there for 30 and 40 years and still sitting right there. Won't move. I'm going back to build. And God showing up. I'm showing you this here. This is going to happen. Oh, we don't believe it. Oh, we just don't believe that God will do well. Just keep living. Just keep standing there. And when the fire catch you, then you'll feel it. If you don't feel it, you're already dead anyway.
Amen.
Oh, look at the world today. Look at here. Look at the world. Just take a look around you. Kids killing. A man, 61 years old, Leroy, had a baby at a year old and an 8 year old, and he cut their throat.
Killed
him like it wasn't nothing. Huh? Just killed him. Now he's 61. They ought to have been his grandchildren, and they've been his children. Look at that.
Shame before God.
Ain't that pitiful?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help us all. We just do anything now. We don't care anymore. We just live in sin. Just keep on sinning. Man sold some Mad Dog 2020 to a 17-year-old boy. Another boy was 17 years old. Killed two girls. Now he going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the man is slowly going to jail.
Amen.
It's getting worse. The Bible is fulfilling. And we won't take heed to it.
Being corrupt.
It's just too bad. It's getting worse. Just look at man. Man just sit there and just do everything. We got leaders in the White House. You can't even do nothing with them now. Look at the president.
Mm.
Look at his men. They just as crooked as a snake in the grass.
Mm.
That's sad to say that, but it's the truth.
Amen.
They won't do what God tell them. Oh, the Bible fulfilling. It's just telling us like it is. We don't want to listen to God, but we're going to listen to somebody. If it ain't nothing but our prayer, somebody ought to be able to tell us something, but we don't want to listen to God no more. I see that now. People just don't want to listen to God no more.
Jesus is the way.
And they don't want to listen to it. They don't even care about the way. They don't care the way, if he's the way or not. They just still go on sinning. I've been with this boy today. Man is riding by. I took a look up for the white folks over there. Now, he thought I prayed for him to get some money. I said, no. I prayed to get the money. I prayed for you to get the rent free. I prayed that God open your heart to be free.
Amen.
No, sir. I can't pray for a sinner to be saved. Am I right about it?
Nope.
I can't. If the sinner don't repent, be baptized like Christ tells us, he's not saved. I'm not gonna pray that kind of prayer.
Prayer I can't say. Obedience.
I looked at it. You know I don't say that to him because I say you know better. You know the truth, don't you? He understands just like I did when I had to obey the truth.
Yeah.
He understood. His problem, he don't want to do what God say. But see, God got to put something on him heavy. See, he got to be broke down. You know, most of these people, they got to be broke down, leave them alone. And death don't scare them no more.
A lot of men. A lot of folks.
See, death don't scare them.
No,
it don't.
Fear of God in your eyes.
It just go on like it's nothing. And I said to myself, Lord, have mercy. How can you just live every day and don't never, repent? How can you live like that? Never repent. Never say I'm going to get it right.
Amen.
And you can tell them, so look here. I'll show you an example. Now, my boy just had a birthday. I put scriptures on this card for him. He ain't questioned none of it. It was not there.
Okay,
man. And he ain't ready. Because if he's ready, he's going to come out and ask me, well, what does this mean? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. I gave two sets of scriptures. Now you know what time for me to do? Time for me to wing off.
Yeah.
And go swell. See, I'm done out with all I can do for him.
Mm-hmm.
When you give me the word of God, Libra, and if that don't get my attention, there ain't nothing going to get my attention. I'm ready to go to hell. I can take all the money in the world. I can get halfway rich, and they ain't going to save my soul.
Amen.
So they're just getting all bent out of shape and thinking you're going to get away with it. The Bible tells us something. And you know what? We're living in these days now, man. It's scared you almost. If you have God in your life, you'd be in a bad shape. I mean a bad shape.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about a little big shape.
Seriously, it's horrible.
It's a horrible thing. If you die on the outside of God, Lord, why you going to end up there? You know you're going to hell. You end up in two places. You either heaven or hell.
Eternal damnation.
And do you know that is nothing to play with?
Amen.
Fire, that kind of fire is nothing to play with. God let us see all of this tragedy, airplanes dropping out of the sky in different parts of the world, just dropping. They don't know what's happening. They fill up the airplane full of fuel, and it's dropping. Oh, the gravity is moving, and you falling.
Mm-hmm.
You fall in parking lots and behind stores. God don't even let you get to the airport, the land. You just drop right behind a store, crush up a bunch of cars. This happened the other day.
And now
people just leaving here. They think they're getting away with it. Well, let me read something to you real strongly here. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. Now, this is talking to us. Listen to what he says here. He says, this knowing also that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Church.
For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boastful, proud, blaspheming, disobedient to parents, unfaithful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, inconsistent, fiery, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof and turning away. Lord have mercy. That's enough to even get you thinking about something. Men are doing just what the Bible says.
Amen.
They're not doing what they're not saying. They're doing just what God said. Let me tell you something. Marriage is just as important as anything else. Men don't want to hear that.
Amen.
They want to shack up and crack up and break up. God said marriage. Now, I don't read nowhere where God let Adam and Eve live in the same garden and he didn't perform a marriage. Amen. We perform the marriage to them just like we perform a marriage to the people today. God said marriage, that's what he meant. He didn't change the schedule. He didn't change the people. He said male and female. I don't read nowhere why he said you can marry a male and a male and a female marry a female. He ain't say that.
Amen.
A male and a female. How can a male and a male produce children? I figured that one out today. If it didn't happen then, it can't happen now. God, I don't care how ugly she is or how pretty she is or how handsome he is or how ugly he is. If you choose it, that's your mate.
Amen.
I ain't going to do it with you faith. But God said marriage. And that's what he meant. And when we obey God and get into the church, we are married to Christ and nobody else.
Amen.
Got a lot of folks married to somebody else. I'm married to the Baptist. So that means I mean I'm married to the devil.
Amen.
When I get married to the Catholic, I'm married to the devil. I get married to the Jehovah's Witness, I'm married to the devil. But the Bible says we're married to Christ.
Sure.
The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23 through 25, he says the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. I don't read nowhere why it says the Baptist the head.
Amen.
I don't read nowhere why it says the Catholic the head. But men want to follow some other religion that not in God's word. God's word tells you who to marry.
Amen.
You see, when I was reading over in Revelation 19, verse 7 through 9, it says the lamb, you got to be married to that lamb. The lamb is Christ. John said in John 1 and 26 through 36, 129 through 36, he says, behold, the Lamb of God. Come to take away the sins of the world.
Yes.
Nobody can do it but Jesus Christ. But we got everybody talking about being Christ. How can you be in Christ and wear another name? The Bible says in Acts the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You can't wear another name. Now, how come you don't read that one? Know why? They don't believe it.
Deny the power
right there of God. God said something. No, I don't believe that. Well, you say what you saying, honestly, let's be fair about it. God, you lying. That's what you saying.
Okay.
If you don't believe it, you say God lying about it.
Amen.
As Philippians chapter 2, verse 9 through 11, he says, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name.
Every name.
But we don't believe that either, Brother William. No, because if we believed it, we wouldn't be wearing Baptist today.
Amen.
We wouldn't be wearing Catholic, Jehovah's Witness, Seventh-day Adventist, Presbyterian, Muslim, Mormon.
It's not the gospel.
It's not God's plan. We wear every name but God's name. And that's why God said, I know mine. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 19. He know his. Everybody's not a child of God. If you haven't obeyed the gospel, been baptized into Jesus Christ, like Acts 2:38 says, you will never, never see God's face in peace.
Amen.
You'll see it in hell because you're going to look up and God's going to look down. He says, told you to get it right and you didn't do what I told you. Now go on down there and stay there and God's going to put the seal on the door just like he put the seal on the ark in Noah's day.
Amen.
He didn't change that. When all them folks died in the flood, that was the end of it.
Amen.
The ark was the anti-type of the church. And we got the church today, and nobody wants to come to Christ until, and they don't even want to come even if they're on deathbed. They ain't no sense trying to come then. Too late. And let's just talk about a person that's 95 years old, and he got Alzheimer's. And he ain't no sense trying to even do it. He got no faith.
No faith.
If he didn't do that, 35, he ain't going to do that 95. That's another 60 years. He ain't going to do it, huh?
No faith to believe.
It's sad. The faith is within yourself, not on the outside. We got folks don't listen. Oh, look at how the Bible says. Oh, God, so I'll get your attention. I just started letting them die. And then you letting it happen too, boy.
Amen.
You go down there in Houston, boy, just people just killing one another. Over there in Chicago, Illinois, 12 people got killed, none but teenagers.
They come killing people.
So he said, I'll take you one way or the other. You don't do what God said, I'm taking you out of here. Just taking them, killing them, and they just study dying. Not listening to the Bible. But throw the Bible in the closet, Brother William.
Amen.
And don't even pick it up. Won't pick it up and it's sitting on the coffee table. Won't even read it. Won't even read a verse. That's sad, Brother William. But we so religious when the people come around. Oh, we just so religious to death. Oh, we so wrapped up in Christ and still going to hell because that's the devil's place.
Amen.
And the devil make it look good. Oh, pretend that you love God and I'll take care of it. And he's setting your soul up for hell. Lord, have mercy. It's so sad. Men and women, boys and girls are going to hell. That's an accountability to understand. Mm-hmm. In a sense, you don't understand. Don't tell me you don't understand God's word. You can understand it if you want to. I can't understand it. I don't believe God will allow all these churches to go to hell. Let me tell you something. If they're not in Christ, that's why they're headed.
Amen.
The devil done packed it up. You know, built it up and packed it up. Now, what you going to do to get out of it? You got to walk out the door. I'm coming to you, Lord. If you don't, you're going to hell with the crowd. Jesus said, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Yes.
Many will say, I have prophesied, cast out devils, did many wonderful works.
Many.
The professor unto them, I never knew you.
Yep.
Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. Luke 6:46. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Huh?
Amen.
You ain't doing what he say. You don't know God and God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And if he don't know you in trouble. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning at verse 7 to 9, he said, right there, he's telling you something right there. The flame of fire coming. You know what? That fire is so dangerous. If it hits you, you're already dead. You're dead before you hit the ground.
Amen.
And flaming fire taking them. He said, first of all, he said, rest for us, ye that are trouble, rest for us. And flaming fire taking vengeance on them now that know not God.
And
obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Punish with everlasting destruction and the presence and the glory of the Lord. Punish with everlasting destruction, Brother William. That's eternal. You never can get out of that fire.
Eternal fire.
That fire is dangerous in the fire of the stove. Now,
yes,
I'm going to put it that way. It's dangerous. You put that fire on the stove. You can't put this fire. Ain't no water going to help you. Ask the rich man when he went down there.
No water.
No water, God, you can't have none. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I want me some water, Brother William, but I can't drink none.
No.
God said no. You can't have it. The rich man died. He didn't say he went nowhere. He went to hell. That's where he went. But the poor man died, and they said, went up to Abraham's bosom. He went to comfort.
Paradise.
Amen. He lived as many ever lived.
Amen.
But the rich man lived worse than he ever lived. Because he ain't going to live no more after this. His life is over. He's eternal in hell. And God could draw a picture for us to see that. Look what happened in reality. And we still walk around here with our heads turned up in the sky and looking at God shaking our fist and won't repent. Why? The question is, why won't we repent and be baptized in the cross? The Bible telling you what to do, and you still sit there and won't do it.
Unbelief.
Lord have mercy. What's going to happen now?
Mm-hmm.
What we going to do now? President Trump can't do nothing but slip in the White House look crazy.
Mm.
All everybody got faith in President Trump. And half of his cabinet are crooked, and they're going to prison.
Amen.
That's pitiful, Brother Wee. Half of your cabinet is going to prison because you won't live right. You won't obey God. You think all your money and all your finances are going to get you in heaven. You'll never make it. Just ask John F. Kennedy. Huh?
Amen.
That's the whole Kennedy family. They had billions of dollars and couldn't buy themselves out of purgatory. And purgatory is hell.
Amen.
And they couldn't buy out.
You can't.
You can buy in by going in, and stay in, but you can't buy the way out. You go in, you don't come out. As they say, check in, but you can't check out. That's bad business there.
Yes, sir.
I went in there, but I can't check out. Mm-mm. Lord have mercy. The world is going to hell. That's simple as saying it. Hate to say it that way, but it's just true as a clock. We won't do what God says. We don't want to do what he says. We don't want to live. We don't want to worship him. God said, worship me. He gave us time to worship him. He gave us time to pray to him. He gave us time to repent. We said, no, I ain't doing it. I don't want to do it, Lord. I ain't going to do it. Because if I tell you what the Bible, show you what the Bible says, and you refuse it, you're telling God you ain't ready.
Amen.
You're telling him you ain't ready. Like I said, I done gave scriptures around here. I ease up to them. Hey, look at me. Read that. We get on. Okay. Take that sin. I know you ain't ready because you don't question nothing. You don't question. See, if you don't question nothing, you don't believe in nothing.
No conversation.
No conversation. Don't say, well, Brother John, what does this mean? Don't even suffer and let me see what it is. Just go on like it is. And just be just as incredible in my face. I just look at it. I said, boy, boy, boy. I said, so sad. But let death knock at the door. I want to get right. It's too late. God said you should do what I told you the first time. You didn't do it. Now it's too late. So sad. People refuse God. This whole world, one day, going to wish they had obeyed God.
Amen.
This generation is so sad. All is about is money, Brother William. You can talk about a dollar bill all day and everybody get excited. But you know what? A dollar bill, if you look at it, just take a look at it. All it is a piece of paper with a dead man's face on it. That's all it is. And we spend it and we act like we got everything in the world. And yet, we still ain't satisfied. I can put $1 million in your hand and you want another million. You ain't satisfied with the million I gave you. By the grace of God, you want another one. Then if $2 million don't do, I want another million. And $3 million don't do, I want another one. And another one. You got $5 million now. You still ain't satisfied.
That's man.
It's a sad situation. So that's your God. That dollar bill is your God today. But guess what? It's going to burn up too. Then what you got? Nothing.
Amen.
You see, walking in the Spirit is the best thing a man can do.
Life eternal.
You got eternal life, and it didn't cost you nothing, but it cost Christ something.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? And it cost Christ something. It didn't cost you nothing. But all you had to do is obey God and repent and be baptized. Just like he said in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 2 and 41, and also in Acts 2 and 47. The Lord said, I'll add you to the saved, add you to the church. You don't even want that. So what in the hell do you want from God? You empty, you're going to die empty. If your soul is empty, you already dead. Tell it like it is. Ain't no hope for you. Ain't no hope for your president. Ain't no hope for your governors. Ain't no hope for nobody if they don't obey God. If God got to do what he got to do, let him do what he got to do. Because it's sure coming.
Amen.
As sure as my name is what it is. Absolutely. God is on his way. He comes for his church. And if you're not in that church, when he comes, don't try to get in. Because God already sealed it. The door's locked. Go lift the church up. Tad on home. Maybe one. I pray I'm the one. I know I'm not being selfish, but I pray I'm the one. At least one of the ones. Maybe some more ones. But I want to be one of them. Going with the master. The one that has the key of eternal life in his hand. Man, don't see. All man is thinking about material things. What the devil done said. And you know what? God gave this earth to man, and man turned around and gave it to his worst enemy.
The devil.
And the devil's in control. And you know what? The devil said, I ain't going to give it back to you. I'm not going to give it back to you. I'm going to run it.
Oh, my.
Ain't that pitiful?
Amen.
It's so sad. And we just fell into it. Man fell into the trap. Gave it up. God said, I want you to take care of it. replenish and do everything I told you to do to it. Man, this got hard-headed right there and there.
Disobey
God just that quick. Just that quick. Mm-hmm. Now, he's in trouble. I'm going to bring myself as a baby. I'm going to grow up 33 years. I'm going to preach the gospel for 3 years. I'm going to train 12 apostles. They're going to preach until I take them home. They preach by inspiration. They did all that God said. This God said, now I want you to do something that the people need to know of generations to come. I want to end a book from the beginning to the end.
He wrote it.
Wrote it up. Man still won't do it. So sad. But go out there in that hallway, you'll find more religious people than ever before. Yeah, I believe in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I ask this question, what Jesus? I believe in Jesus. What Jesus? See, it's either up or down. Which one? The devil claims to be Jesus. He claims to be God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. He's a liar.
He's a liar, but he claims to be God. He said, I can give you everything you want down here. And he's doing it. Why? From the real God. See, in Exodus 18 and verse 11, the Bible said that God is above all the gods.
Amen.
So what you going to do now? If our God is above all gods, Brother Wynn, there ain't no other God. But the one that we serve, the one we serve, and it tells us how to do it, is that we must worship God in spirit and in truth. You got to have God's spirit to be able to worship him. Most men don't have it. Why? You know why? They have no babies yet.
Soul is not saved.
Soul is in hell right now. They don't realize all they got to do is die, and it's over.
Amen.
It's all over. Then we got some brothers in the church won't repent.
Mm-hmm.
They know who they are. Oh, I'm above the reproach, okay? Stay like you is. When that day comes, God's going to call you too. So I ask, why don't you repent? Well, Lord, I know what your answer is, but you ain't got the right one. He's going to take you down. But you didn't repent.
Too late
for you to repent. All the hell with the rest of the crowd. You know, it's a sad situation. I'm 90-something years old, never repented. I was once a member of the church, but I never repented.
Mm.
It's like you never was a member of the church of Christ. If you never repent, it's like you never was a member.
God don't know you.
He don't even know you. Won't even call you out. You're just in bad shape. You're lost for eternity. Man is dead. Right now, because of sin. Dead in sin. Sin will kill him. And he don't see it. He don't see it. He's blind. He can't see. He can't see nothing in front of him. We can tell him. We can teach him. We can show him. He don't want it. Want to argue about it? Don't know the Bible, but he's going to say God called to be a preacher.
Mm.
I don't need that in God's word. He don't call no man to be a preacher.
No,
he didn't call Apostle Paul to be a preacher. He called it by the gospel to save his soul first.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else now can be a preacher in God's kingdom. Don't have to repent. Just be a preacher. I'm Baptist preacher. I'm Methodist preacher. I'm Catholic preacher. I'm Jehovah's Witness preacher. I'm Seventh-day Adventist preacher.
Not in Christ.
But not in Christ. You know, there's something about that. They never say they ain't Christ. It's not him, and it never will. As long as they live, they'll die in sin and go to hell on top of it. It's sad. It's this terrible destruction for them, and they'd rather go that way. Let's look at them. Look at the world today. The Bible tells us what to do, and God's word still standing. It's right here in front of me. It won't change, and we're trying to change. What's settled in this book is settled in heaven. God got every manuscript right there. He can tell you what you gonna preach before you preach it. God already got the count for you. All you gotta do is just keep on preaching what he said. He said, preach his word, that's what he meant. He didn't say he gonna tell somebody a story and make up something, because you know why they make up stuff. They don't study. They listen to TV preachers, TJ Jakes. DJ Jake got on there today, blind of a big dog. It is all kind of foolish. It wasn't even making no sense. Joel Osteen, blind of a big dog. Don't make no sense. None of the stuff they're talking about. No scripture for nothing. All about politics and money. That's all you ever hear now. Don't hear nothing about God's word like it should be. So they don't study. They don't know it. and got the book right there. They write books. You know what? That's a sad case, Brother Williams. Men in the Church of Christ doing the same identical thing. I ask this question. I'm going to still ask this question. What's wrong with this book? You know what's wrong with it? It's going to condemn you. That's what's wrong with it. It's going to tell you what you are. God tell you up front what you are. He don't even hold back. He said, you're a sinner. You lost.
Must repent.
And you won't repent. You lost for eternity in hell.
Amen.
That's what God's telling you. And you don't see it. But you blind as you want to be. Huh?
All right.
Then people going to get before him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Many are called, but a few are chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Matthew 22. And verse 14.
All right.
Many are called, but only a few chosen. How did they chose? They were faithful. That's how they were chosen.
So by God.
That's it. If they were chosen by God and they stayed faithful until death, they go on to heaven. They ain't got to worry about it. You got to worry about it if you're faithful. Now, a lot of folks just won't repent. Determined not to repent. Walk around with their heads in the sky and they say, and won't repent at all. Won't even say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I'm sorry. Won't even say that at all. Won't even forgive their own brethren.
Mm-hmm.
Walk around here just as gullible and lost in sin.
Amen.
And thinking they're going to heaven. And God can't help them. Half of the world won't even pray no more. Don't even pray, Brother William.
Amen.
Just go to bed at night. Don't know what's hope. What's holding death from them? God holding death from them. But he's trying to give them a chance to get it right, and they won't even repent.
Oh,
if we were God, we probably wouldn't let them last that long.
Hmm.
Look how long God let a man go. Sometimes God let a man get 100 years old, and then it's the time to go. The man still ain't repenting. Now, he had all that time to repent. Never did nothing for himself. Died. Put him in the ground, and that's it. Boy.
Soul that sinned.
A soul that sinned shall die. Ezekiel 18:4-20. Got to get it right. What is holding us up from salvation? Our own self.
Amen.
We won't repent. The biggest word in the whole entire Bible is to repent. And we won't even do that.
Amen.
It's so sad. Apostle Paul said, when we think we stand, we fall. Huh?
And watch it.
At 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. We won't repent, Brother William. We just ain't going to do it. Only a few. That's why Jesus said in Matthew 7 and 13 and 14. Broad is the way that leads to destruction.
Amen.
And many are fighting to go therein. But narrow is the way. Only a few more
fights.
Lord have mercy. I pray to God that I'm one of them that go the narrow way.
One of the few. Amen.
Ain't that sad? Billions going to be lost. And they're thinking God talking the opposite. God telling you, you're going to be lost. You're not going to be saved because you didn't obey my will.
Amen.
You're not in the kingdom. You're not in the church. You're not even following what I said. I was reading over there in Revelation chapter 3 a little while ago about when Jesus said, I can shut the door,
no man can open.
And I can open the door,
no man can open.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. If God closed the door tonight, it's all over.
It's closed.
It's closed for eternity. Oh, look what the trouble we in now. Oh, gosh, I got something for you. And we won't even listen to it.
Salvation.
Salvation is for every human being.
Y'all believe.
You know, I look at myself sometimes. I said, Brother James Johnson, time for you to move on now a little bit. Move on down the line a little bit. You see, you can't get people to repent. So it's time to kind of ease off and move down. I'll be telling myself that. If I can't get your attention in this book, I can't help you no more.
Preach to others.
I got to go. I look at the situation out there. I say, I got to go. I tell myself that today. I say, I got to go. And if they say, I see that look in your eye, I can see that. You can say, you got to go, you got to let it go. But I let it go. It says, it's tired. I can't stand to see a person don't want to do what God say. I can't go with him. Don't want to go with God, I can't go with you.
Amen.
It's just so sad. Die in your sin. I remember when he told me he had a fever of 107. I said, God, if I tell you something, you don't even see it. Walking in death. I said, boy, you ought to be at the grave. You ought to laying down. 107. His sister had a fever of 103. Y'all, God done warned you. Now, I was the one for the light for y'all to see. Y'all ain't doing nothing. I said, and your other brother, your oldest brother, it's so sad for him, too. Y'all got these diseases that it just don't know when it's going to hit you. Just keep on. I said, your mama won't try to help herself.
She's dying.
It's dying. See, when you won't try to help yourself, God's not going to help you.
He's going.
He can't help you. Now, God said, I can save you if you repent, but if you won't repent, I can't help you.
Amen.
And it's getting worse. I said, look at you. I said, see, you won't do what God said. Because now you got a big battle on your hand trying to get your little money. God won't even get that. The devil fighting with you now. And you ain't getting nothing but I decide. Look at what's going on, son. I'm just telling you the way it is. The God got something for you, but he got something better if you don't take a care. I see your mama might have been a Baptist all her life. I said, look at the situation. I see Marie, she'll sit there. Yeah, Brother Johnson. Well, you know what, Marie, why you talk religion? It's no good. Show me in the Bible. I keep asking you, show me the Bible. See, you ought to be able to defend what you believe. You can't defend it. Why? It ain't there. That's why you can't defend. Why you gonna defend something ain't there? I just told him, I come out of that mess.
Amen.
They look at me like, well, you've been in it, but you left. Yeah. Honest heart, God accept. A false heart, God ain't gonna fool with it.
Yeah,
repent. God repent. You got to. This is something we all got to do. Not one person, not two persons. Everybody that's born in this world and grow up got to repent because sooner or later he's going to sin. And when he come on it and he don't repent, he's going to be lost for eternity. God's not going to spare then. It's over with.
Amen.
This is what I'm saying. Folks refuse to obey God. I got this problem. I got that problem. Well, you got it because you won't repent. Turn it loose. Let it go. Sin cannot carry in God's eyesight.
Amen.
God says he hated. Now, you want to know what God hates? He hates sin.
Amen.
Now, if you want to know what he hates, just keep reading the Bible. He said in Numbers 32 and 23, be sure your sin will find you out.
Amen.
And that is as true as a clock. It'll find you out, brother. Because you know what sin will do? Somebody will come along and teach you and expose you to the light. And you'll still sit there and don't do nothing about it. You're on your way to hell then. You're definitely on your way. Because God spared you enough time to get right, and you choose not to get right, then you're going to hell anyway. And die that way, there's no coming back. No coming back to this life. I don't care what people say. And I've heard people tell me, oh, I saw a light and I was dying. No, you didn't. Death knocked and you left. That's the way it went. And you know, God's going to spare you and lift you up out of the grave and all that and let you come out of the morgue and all that. No. Once you leave here, that's the end.
Die once.
And it's over.
End of journey.
And then you go on to hell or heaven. One of the two.
Amen.
If you live right and do right and deal with God's faith, you go up. If you didn't, you go down. And it's closed the book time. And I don't care how good you claim to be, I'll do this and I'll do that. Then do what God says. God is not going to accept your self-righteousness. That's what's wrong with the world right now. Too many self-righteous people.
Amen.
You know, God had an answer for that when the Apostle Paul said, I pray for Israel that they might be saved. They have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about establishing their own righteousness. See, when you go to start establishing a righteousness that God didn't say, you're already in trouble. You're going to hell right there. You're sending yourself there. God is sending you nowhere. But we're going to blame God for that. God sent the man there. No, you sent yourself. God is trying to keep you out. Why would God try to keep you out if he was going to send you? He was going to send you anyway. No. But the point of it is, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear the truth. So we fight and we argue and we think we saved and we think we this and we think we that. And God don't save me anyway, no matter what you say, no matter how you think about it. Let me tell you something. If God says you're going to hell, you're going to hell.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what I think or not. Too many people playing with God. They're playing with the wrong one, brother. When I keep telling the truth, I say you're playing with the wrong one now.
Amen.
God, nothing to play with. See, we sit up and worry about things that don't make no sense. God's telling us, I can take care of you the rest of your life, no matter what happens. I'm still going to take care of you. You know, God tells us to be content for two great things in the Bible, food and clothes. We worry about everything else but that. We don't worry about clothes, but we don't worry about food that much. But we worry about cars and money and bills. We don't worry about the rest of that. But God and us worry about the bills. You made the bill, you pay it. If you didn't make it, then you ain't got it.
Amen.
But we blame God for the bill. We'll sit here and say, well, God, I got a bill. We tell God that for God sees what you got.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your fault because you made it.
Yeah.
Why would you go out and buy you a new car and you know you couldn't afford it? Why would you go out and try to buy you a new home and you don't got the money for it?
Well,
then we want to take all the money out and blame God for it.
Hmm.
I would have, Lord, you know what? I would have did it, but so didn't do nothing to you. You didn't do what he told you.
Yeah.
God said repent. He ain't tell you to blame somebody else. When you give it to God, you ain't going to be telling him about if so-and-so never told me yet. God said, you had some sense.
Amen.
You had some sense to know how to read that book. And if somebody did tell you and you didn't obey it, why you getting up in my face trying to tell me they didn't tell you? We got folks will not listen, Brother William. I see this. Trying to warn the people. Death is for real. It's real.
Won't believe
at all.
Won't even
obey. The word believe means obey.
Amen.
And they think it's just simply saying it with the mouth. But I believe in God. No, you don't. A belief is an action.
Amen.
You got to do something with it.
Obedience.
And you won't do nothing with it. Sit there and just sink it all in and don't do nothing about it. What you going to do when you get me? Oh, God. Because after you pull from that body, you before the presence of God and looking dead in his face and can't stand to look really because you sin so bad. You wouldn't repent. God will forgive any sin and we won't even take it.
If we repent.
All God has to say, repent and be baptized.
Amen.
And if we have fallen from grace, he said, repent and come back. And we won't even do that. We'll stay right on them saying, well, I ain't going back because, you know, they're going to be laughing at me and making fun of me. No, we're not. We're trying to help you. We're trying to save the, you know, a lot of folks that have been baptized into Christ. But the Bible says if you have not the Spirit, you have not God.
None of it. Amen.
Romans 8, chapter verse 8 and 9, and also in Jude 1, 20 to 23. Some people say they got the Spirit. They got the Spirit in the church of Christ. You go to some of these congregations and take a look at them real good. You'll find out that they don't have the Spirit because they ain't teaching the Word of God. And God ain't there. And I don't want to be in a congregation like that, Brother William, because I don't want to go to hell with the crowd. If it ain't me and you and my wife, that's where I'd rather go. That way. At least I know we got a chance. You go with a crowd, you got a problem because the crowd ain't going to heaven nowhere. You got 500 members, and maybe you only got three or do something.
Yeah,
100. 100. And only three do something. You don't need no business like that. You need to get away from that crowd because you're going to end up in hell with them. Follow what they say.
Yeah.
You got to teach the book. The book is the only thing you can tell a man what to do. If you don't do it, leave him alone. Don't offer word with him. God take care of him.
Amen.
God took care of me, took care of. And all this bragging and boasting, well, I'm this and I'm that, and I don't like the way you preach and teach. God got something for those kind of people, too. Hell yeah, he got something for them. Or they got an excuse not to be at worship service. Or they don't want to quit smoking and drinking and doing all this other stuff.
Yeah.
God got something for that, too. You got to make you suffer. He'll make you suffer so bad that you sometimes want to die. And you're tired of hurting. You just get this miserable pain. I ain't talking about a little bit of pain. I'm talking about pain that you can't do nothing. The doctor can't even do nothing about it. All you can do is just sit there and cry. Then follow this. God, follow me. He asked us something to do, suffer, but we won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why won't we do it? Come on, believe what he's saying. That's why we lose blessings, because we don't do what God says.
Amen.
God wants to bless. When we curse God, say God curse us sometimes. God put that heavy curse on us. That's a sin curse. And you're going to get up out of here. And you think you'll stay here forever. Well, I did get 95. So, like your boy crossed all over there. I did. I lived to get 81. So, what's that to me? You ain't living for God. You living for the devil.
All right.
See, if you tell me you live to get 81, Brother William, who you living for, God or the devil? God lets you breathe for 81 years, but soon you're going to lay down.
Amen.
Then what you going to do then? You never repented. Never got it right. Still in the Baptist church. And now you can't even go to worship.
Mm.
Now you can't even, they can't come and pick you up in the van.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And Rural Taylor can't get up and come get up. So now, what's the problem? Then you come down there and claim you worshiping with her and try to pretend you sleep. You can't praise God out. God looking direct at you. You come to worship with us. You come supposed to come to worship God. But now we got the folk come trying to be smooth. I go in there and make them think I'm going to worship God. They ain't worshiping God. They ain't fooling nobody but themselves. God still says you got to do it his way.
Obey.
If you don't obey, you're going to hell.
And my
Bible tells us that. Why do we fight God? We think we win it and we lose it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what, brother Leroy, if God stopped breathing in this world, breathing the breath of life in man would be 60 seconds. He'd just be gone.
Instantly.
It's sad.
My
book's still reading the same thing. When I read it in the morning or read it at night, God's still saying the same thing. I don't read why he's changing nothing, but we won't repent. Repenting is not hard. Repenting is just trying to save you from dying in sin. That's what repentance is. And we don't want to accept that. We want to just keep on sinning. I get past 60. Oh, I live to get 60 years old. Oh, I live to get 85 years old. Oh, I live to get 100. What are you living for? You're going to live for God.
Mm-hmm.
You live for the devil and yourself. And now guess what? Now your life is ending and the devil can't give you no new life.
Amen.
He can't give it to you. Why? You don't have the power. God never allowed him to get that power. See, when Satan had a war with God in heaven, and Michael, that old archangel, whooped him down, beat him back, God said, I ain't gonna let him have eternal life in it. But if I give that to him, he can bring his folks back to life. Hmm?
Right.
God knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Set the stage of Satan still in trouble. And Satan know he's going to hell, Brother William. He know it.
Yeah.
He know it. He's just trying to catch a crowd with it. And he ain't short-stopping. He's just getting folks killed, drunkards. You know what, Brother William, they tell us don't drink and drive, right?
Yeah.
Well, we still drinking and driving.
Still drinking and driving.
And God said people don't mess with the drugs and drive. We're still doing the same thing.
Right.
So the devil said, I'm going to kill you one way or the other. Look at the man killed his two children. Two innocent children got killed for no reason.
Yeah.
See, Brother Wee, if I was a judge, he couldn't get out of prison. He couldn't get out of prison. What you letting him out for? He killed two innocent children, wasn't even a teenager yet.
Yeah.
And he killed them for no reason. They were his children. That man deserved the death penalty. He don't deserve no 20 years in prison.
All right.
He deserved it because he took a life. And if you don't repent while he did that, he's going to be lost.
Amen.
Now, he may think he's going to get away with it and go in there and eat good and all that, in prison and all that, but still got to die. What's going to happen then? Is he preparing his heart now for God? You need something to think about. If I took a life, Brother William, I got to think. I'm in this place for life, or I'll get the electric chair. I need to be trying to get with some preacher that knows the truth and get me right before I die. But we don't wait. We wait too late. Then we die and go to hell, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I've been looking at the world, Brother William. Why are we headed now? I keep thinking about that. Why the church headed? The church is in the right place. But why are we headed at the end of the church?
Members of the church, souls have to be obedient.
Got to be.
We all must appear before the seat of Christ.
That's it.
Give an account of the things that we've done.
Not only verse. If it ain't right, Lord have mercy.
Each one must appear.
Ain't that amazing? I can't appear for you and you can't appear for me.
No.
Got to appear for yourself.
Each one.
Now that's something to think about. If you don't appear, so you must not have been born. That's the only way you don't appear. You wasn't born.
Amen.
But if you born and grown up, past, as they said, the level of age of accountability,
yes,
you're going to be judged right there. God got you covered.
Yes.
If you wasn't born, you ain't got to worry about it. What about something you wasn't born to see? Even a baby, if he's old, you ain't got to worry about it.
Amen.
Your son ain't got to worry about it. But you got to worry about it.
I do.
You ain't right. And your son, God going to take him home. But if you ain't right, God going to see you on the hill. He say, your son don't need you up there.
He can't save me.
So see, this is what I'm telling people. Why are you praying? Not everybody looking for tomorrow. Somebody already died tonight.
Yeah.
Before you get to your apartment, you'll turn that TV on, and then you be on at 10 o'clock, you find out somebody that already died.
Yes.
It's sad. It's sad, Brother William.
Mm-hmm.
We can't hardly, and I'm saying this distinctively, we can't hardly, live in peace. We can't hardly do it, because we don't know who's going to shoot who. We live in this building, Brother William. We don't know what person is thinking what to do to us.
Amen.
If it wasn't for God shielding us and keeping the straight bullets and all that wasn't around us, we'd be already killed. The folks are doing some crazy things. People just shooting guns now. They don't ask them to shoot no more to do this and do that. They just go to shoot. You don't know why a straight bullet that hit you in the head. Who did it? Nobody knows.
He's
shot.
He's still there.
We tell them what the Word of God says.
Amen.
This book here tells me what to tell you. I tell you what God said. God said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sin. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And they don't want to believe. And they can read it. That's what I can't understand. I can read it, but I don't believe it. The Lord said, I'll add you to the church. I don't believe that. So what do I want from God? If he add me to the church, he going to save my soul in the end, Brother Will. What do I want from God? Think about it for a minute. What do you and I want from God?
All right.
We got everything in Christ, all spiritual blessings in Christ, Ephesians 1 and 3.
Amen.
And we don't even want that. We in the kingdom. We in the church. We don't want that.
All right.
So what do we want?
Mm.
I ask the question. What do you and I want? Do we want the same thing that God offers, or do we want the same thing the world offers?
All right.
That's what I ask. And most of the majority will say, well, I want to live happily and all that. But I ask you, I said, well, do you want from God or the world? One or the other, you want. You either want the world or you want God.
Amen.
See, this old earth we live on, been here a long time.
Yes.
Now God said, I'm going to take it away. Now you ain't going to have nothing down here. Heaven, I want it all in heaven. Whatever God offers, I want it all.
Yes.
I know that he made a promise. He said, I'll give you heaven. Luke 12:29-32. He said, I'll give it to you. You don't want that. I don't know what you want.
All right.
I sit here a lot of time and think, oh, Lord, you said you'd give it to me. All I got to do is just wait on it. I got to come up there where you at, out of the body, come in the spirit. Got to have your spirit to come there. I do. I can't come.
All right. Amen.
Now, if I don't have God's spirit, brother, with me, how I'm going to heaven? How you going to get me into heaven? You can't slip me in.
Nope.
You can't take me in. So there ain't but one way to do it. That's to do it the way God said do it. I got to repent.
Amen.
My spirit got to repent. It's got to be baptized. See, a lot of people think baptism is a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing.
Amen.
It's spirit. God baptizing your spirit. He operates on your spirit, cutting away the sin. But we thinking God is operating on the flesh. Yeah, ain't such blood ain't going to heaven.
No. Amen.
You got Jesus said you got to be born again. John 3:3-5. You got to be born of the water and of the spirit. What part you don't understand? Jesus made it plain and simple. And if we don't do it his way, brother Will, we're going straight to hell.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Amen.
Because he done see, baptism is in the Christ, and baptism take away the sin. God cuts away the sin. As long as you don't go back and do the same thing over and over, man, you've got heaven already.
Amen. That eternal life is there.
We've got, eternal life already got it. He gave it to you the day you obeyed his will.
Amen.
He gave it to your spirit.
That's right.
And all your spirit got to do is just keep following Christ.
Be faithful.
But we don't want to do that. We want to play with sin after we come out of sin. Why play with it? You should stay on in it.
Mm.
And then you could have went on to hell and joined your party. But now we get in. Well, man, I've been in Church of Christ 12 years. Man, don't seem like nothing going my way. Yes, it is. You ain't thinking spiritual. You thinking carnal minded.
None.
That's the problem. You want everything the world has to offer. That is what God has to offer. See, what God has to offer lasts eternally. What the world has to offer lasts shortly.
Yes.
It's very short.
None.
We think it's long, but it's short. We go out here and get all the brand new cars, the brand new houses, even try to get a brand new wife if we can, and we still messed up.
Yeah.
But we've got to get it right on earth before we can go up there and stay with God. Don't you know once you stay with God for eternity, you ain't got to worry about electric bills, food, or clothes. God said you're going to be wearing something white, a white garment you're going to be wearing.
Okay.
It's going to be beautiful, something you never had on in your life. And it'll cover you all the way around. You can walk. You don't got to walk with canes and crutches and walkers and wheelchairs. You just go on in and relax with God. And now you can see him. And you can see him every day. And never
Amen.
Get tired of it.
Amen.
Huh? You can see him every day of your life that God is good. God is perfect.
Amen.
God is beautiful. Don't you know God is light? He said there'll never be no darkness up there, Brother Will.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about the water. The water be running full freeway.
Right.
We got folks today worrying about what they're going to do. What shall I do? Do what God says. Obey God. Brother William, going to let you close it out. They
right.
have heard it. They have believed it. Repent and confess and be baptized into Christ Jesus. That's the whole thing. And let the Lord add you to the church. You can't join the Church of Christ.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to believe the gospel. The gospel speaks of the sacrifice that God has made in that Jesus died on the cross for the sins of man. He shed his blood that man, through his blood, can have his sins removed.
Amen.
You got to believe in that. You can't just say, I believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God, and don't obey the command of the gospel. Jesus
Man.
Commanded baptism for the removal of sin. Without baptism for the remission of sin, there is no salvation
Man.
In Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We have to wear the name of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
2 Timothy 2:19, the Lord knoweth his children.
Amen.
And everyone that wears the name of Christ depart from sin and transgression. That's iniquity. Leave it alone.
That's it.
You're a child of God. Leave sin alone. You're not a child of Satan, so you're not a son of disobedience.
That's it.
But you are a son of God. And so we gotta ask the question. We gotta answer the call.
Amen.
The call is the gospel call.
Amen.
From condemnation to salvation.
Mm.
Jesus is the way. He
That's
is the
it.
Only way. He is the name, the power. The Bible says that the gospel of Christ is God's power to save.
That's
Romans
it.
Chapter 1, verse 16 and 17.
That's it.
Do you believe that God will save you if you accept, obey the gospel?
That's what I'm thinking about.
The Ethiopian eunuch said, see, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? Baptism is necessary for salvation.
Amen.
Baptism saves us today.
Amen.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. Acts chapter 8, verse 38. Philip said, if thou believest, thou mayest. The man said, I believe that Jesus Christ, Son of God. And Philip baptized him according to his faith, his belief, and his obedience to God. We have to obey the gospel. That's the only way one can be saved.
That's it.
If you are sincere and interested in your soul salvation, you need to find the assembly of the Church of Christ in your community, in your city, in your state, in your nation, in your country, where you live.
Amen.
And you need to go to the preacher, give him your hand, give your heart of faith and devotion to God.
Amen.
I want to be saved. The preacher is a minister to help you.
That's right.
He'll baptize you, and God, by his powerful spirit, will save your soul.
Amen.
God's not saving human bodies.
Amen.
God is saving spiritual souls of men.
That's it.
And that's what the church is made of. It's the saved souls of men. That's the spiritual family of God. You want to be a part of the church of Christ, the family of Christ, the kingdom of Christ, the household of Christ, then you must obey the gospel of Christ. You must live faithful to the doctrine of Christ.
Amen.
The doctrine of Christ is the New Testament gospel, New Testament word, New Testament command. The doctrine of Christ is what the New Testament preacher of Christ teaches every week, all the time. You must read and study the word and learn it. And you must be faithful in attending the worship and fellowship of Christ.
Amen.
Without obedience, there's no salvation.
Amen.
God bless each and every one of you. Let us have a word of prayer as we close our presentation tonight. God, our Heavenly Father, once again, you have blessed us to be able to plead with men by the power and authority of your word. Repent and believe the gospel. Be saved before it be everlasting and eternally too late.
Amen.
God, we know that when death comes, it's too late to repent and obey you.
Amen.
Because after death is the judgment.
Amen.
We pray that men will accept Christ, obey him, live for him.
Amen.
Before they die and leave this world. That's our reason and our hope in preaching the gospel of salvation.
Amen.
Men might obey it and be saved.
Amen.
According to your will. Thank you, dear God, for saving our souls.
Amen.
Help us to continue to be faithful ministers of the truth,
please,
the word, and to be faithful followers, that we might be the faithful example for others.
Amen.
We want to serve you in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Thank you for this blessed privilege to speak your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Good night, Radio Land. Good night to all our listeners. God bless you. until we meet again.